China ramps up coal production to stave off energy crisis. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Just weeks after China's President Xi Jinping announced that it will no longer build coal plants overseas, the government is ordering coal miners across the world's second largest economy to boost production as shortages in supply threaten power cuts across homes and factories. Going back on climate change promises will not go down well ahead of the COP26 climate conference next month in Glasgow. But as commodities expert Gavin Thompson in Singapore explains, the Chinese have not got many other options.
We're seeing China draw in more energy supplies, more coal supplies, more gas supplies, primarily to drive power generation for both industrial users and residential users. On top of that, you've got the China's policies to restrict electricity supply to big, heavy industrial users if they're not efficient enough. And that was happening before the crisis. And what that had led to was kind of an underinvestment in domestic coal supply, for example, to feed power generation, this anticipation that demand wouldn't be as strong. Now the government is saying, look, we've got a problem here. Generate more than you anticipated. And naturally, those stocks of coal, the supply of gas hasn't been keeping pace with what's happening with demand. And so you get a tightness in the market. That means you call upon supplies from other sources. It's a very tight global market, and that's helping to push up prices.
And you know, China has made some climate change promises. Can you sort of describe to us what would happen if China didn't order factories to ramp up coal production, for example?
Most of those targets are either within the current five-year plan, so they run through to 2025, or they're aimed at peaking emissions before 2030. So a slowdown or a temporary halt on that, I don't think it derails the targets. There's a catch-up process that has to come later. And if China didn't, well, yeah, the obvious impact would be on quality of life. You know, if you don't have access to electricity through a cold winter, then yeah, that's not an acceptable position, and nobody wants to be in that position. Economically, of course, what it's doing is it's starting to impact on global supply chains. So industrial electricity rationing is slowing down the pace of output from Chinese factories. That feeds through into global supply chains. It also potentially stokes inflation because finished goods become more expensive. And this takes months to feed through global supply chains and into goods that we consume as end users. That tightness is starting to come through already because some of these restrictions have been in place since July this year. What we've seen in the last 2 weeks of September is a much more accelerated push to ration electricity to industrial users and to restrict the pace of overall demand growth.
Gavin Thompson, Vice Chair for Energy for Wood Mackenzie in Singapore. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A quick check-in with the markets. And in Asia, Chinese shares have had a good day after a week-long holiday. The CSI 300 is up around 1.5%. Light at the end of a very long tunnel is how one airline boss described the latest changes to the UK's travel requirements. If you're planning on visiting the UK, the country now recognises a wider group of vaccines from an additional 37 countries. It's also slashed its red list from 54 nations to 7, meaning these travellers do not have to quarantine in a hotel once they hit the tarmac here in Britain. The BBC's Caroline Davis has more.
Industry groups describe these changes as positive and sensible. Many are pleased that from Monday, only arrivals from a small number of countries will need to pay to quarantine in a hotel. Haiti, Panama, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, Peru, Ecuador and Venezuela are still on the red list. The rest of the world will not be. Anyone coming from a non-red country won't need to self-isolate if they can show a full vaccination certificate recognised by the UK. All arrivals will still need to take a test on day two. The government has said that before the end of October, it would change the requirement so this could be the cheaper lateral flow test rather than the more expensive PCR version.
The BBC's Caroline Davis reporting there. Now, if music be the food of love, play on, as Shakespeare famously wrote. A newly graduated student in London thinks so. He's launched an app that matches people by examining the way they listen to music. Our reporter, Dougal Shaw, has been finding out for us.
So how long did it take to get here?
It's an hour on the dot, actually.
you're listening in on a first date between 20-somethings George and Keziah in a West London cafe.
It's a great city, but it does take a while to get to places.
The date begins with the usual awkward small talk, but soon music comes to the rescue.
They released the lineup for next year's festival, and they've got really good stuff. I think
the musical connection is no accident. The couple have been matched by a new dating app called POM, Power of Music. It examines your music listening history on apps like Spotify and Apple Music to build your emotional profile and then suggests matches for you to meet with. Following focus group feedback, you do get to see the potential match before you commit to a date. Keziah has tried several dating apps.
But I think this app is interesting in that, you know, you can kind of figure out a little bit about a person by what they listen to. It just gives a bit more depth to the experience.
The app is the brainchild of recent graduate Vihan Patel.
I think dating apps today, they've become too fatigued with just based on looks. I think music acts as a better vehicle for emotion. When trying to find a relationship, it's all about something that's a bit deeper.
I've come to the Global Dating Industry Conference in central London. I've arranged a date with a consultant to the dating industry, Charlie Lester.
So there are a variety of different ways that you can be matched in the dating industry by the different apps. Some specialise on age groups, some look at different religions, some match people according to their diet, so whether you're a vegan. There's even an app that matches people with beards with people who want to stroke them.
But what about musical matchmaking? What does our dating expert think of that idea?
I think you're going to struggle if you're basing it off their music taste, because actually that doesn't tell you anything about the other person's value system or who they would be in a relationship. It's just a hobby, and lots of people have very different hobbies and have really good relationships.
I saw like what you were interested in, and yeah, I thought that they would sort of be in your street. So,
One important question, of course, remains:
will there be a second date?
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, I think if she's up for it.
I'm up for it, yeah. There'll be a second date.
Oh, that's lovely. The BBC's Dougal Shaw, Well, I Married My Husband in Spite of His Musical Tastes in London. I'm Charlotte Sripathna with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.